This is WMFO 91.5 FM. You're listening to Instant Crush.
R.I.P. Big Mello. Screw. Mafio, Big Boo. Gator. All the father soldiers, man. South side, east side, west side, north side. You know what I'm saying? All my partners, all your dead partners. But shit, I still feel stressed. Still gotta get something off my chest. Why these whole niggas be doing what they be doing? I don't know though. Shit, fuck it, we gon' stay too deep in the photo. Slow lighting, banging, all in my trunk. Trunk full of funk, I ain't never been a punk. I blow on skunk, I blow on Doja. Military minded, I'm a motherfucking soldier. Out the streets of the bitch, month fold. Not no bitch and see, I still ain't a hoe. Letting niggas know every day of the year. I pimp my pen and I get my point clear. Why niggas wanna talk down, I don't know. Gotta take a trip to Acapulco from the foe with my fofo on my side when I ride. Ready to do another homicide in the by and by till I'm gone. Nigga, old glory, I mace town to Cali just like Robert Ory. If I do a murder, feed a murder scene. When it's a shortage on the drink, I can't find no lean. From southwest to southeast, bitch, it's about war, not about peace. Nigga like me, I'm about knocking out teeth. Know I'm saying I lose your grill. A nigga coming down in the coupe to build. Looking gravy, looking real though. I'ma be the nigga pulling over at the fucking crossroad with my K on my side. I'm ready to ride, and if I gotta go, it'll be a homicide. Me and another nigga on the way to the Golden Gate. A nigga like me can't wait just to make it to another day. Gotta get the big payout, so get the fuck out my way. When I come around your corner so slow, it'll be the nigga in the damn polo. That's the Ralph Lauren, jackers ain't barring. Why I skipped the slab when I went straight to foreign? Sit out like I said it in the old school. Some niggas, they be red, but zero blue. I come around your corner, but I ain't said tripping. But I will, wet niggas and wet women. With the calico, I had to let them motherfucker know that I come around your corner in a Lincoln photo, a Fox photo, cause I do it in a flash. Nigga, watch that, cause that could be your ass. I rhyme so long, rhyme so strong. I flex my bicep, then I swole on. Get on the motherfucking bench, and when the laws hit the corner, I hit the fence. They wonder where I went, they keep looking. I don't give a fuck like Tyson, I keep hooking. Or maybe like Lennox, I'm strong to the finish. I'm like the ghetto pop high, but I don't need spinach. I'ma keep going, I keep on flowing just like the $1 million mouthpiece. Every time I smile, looking dolder. Nigga ass Trey. Every time he smile, he can turn the night to day. You can open up the pop and let the smoke come out. We don't give a damn by the crooked ass cop. Crooked officer, crooked officer. Make a nigga wanna blow the badge off. Yeah, me and Dougie, my motherfucking brother. R.I.P. to my motherfucking mother. That's the Dorothy Marie McVeigh Matthew. It's 10 toes planted in my motherfucking shoe. I gotta be a man, hope you understand. It's nothing but the work and the calico in my hand. On a corner on the ridge van, and I'm serving a fiend. A real live D-boy, and you know what I mean. I be stacking up chips like Lego. Dunk on a punk just like Calvin Cato. Using to the rocket, a 4-peat like Comets. I don't give a fuck a good punch. A bitch nigga make him vomit on the grind. I'ma take a trip on Greyhound. I be flying on the plane, but the dope is on the grind. Hit it to Lake Charles or hit it to Lafayette. Maybe off in Alexandria, but I ain't finished yet. I gotta make the whole I-10. I sin, then I do it again. I get my ends, I'm in my motherfucking Benz. Got these hoes running round in a frenzy. I be busting full clips to the empty. A piece of potent pussy might tip me. Rain is trying to send me to the penitentiary. The main reason why I ain't friendly. I'm wired up, but I ain't on no damn slaughter. The one in the back, and he got the camcorder. Recording everything, the foes gon' swing. Still pulling up on Fondren and the main looking lovely. Got to look good. I throwed up Ridgemont Poker, that's my hood. Never been a hoe, I'm letting hoes know. I gotta get a fucking PLAT, but first a GOLD, a motherfucking plaid. I keep it straight and simple like that. Hit a bitch from the back, and I use my motherfucking tool. Make her say ouch when I hit her with the mule.
You're traveling to another dimension.
No way!
A dimension not only of sight and sound, but of mind.
Whoa.
A journey into a wondrous land whose boundaries are that of imagination. Your next stop.
91.5 WMFO, Medford.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Instant Crush, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts, Freeform Radio. I'm your host, Dave Jollis, joined now by my two co-hosts, Kara Joan and Sinian Focaccio. Gentlemen, how are you guys doing tonight?
Believe it or not, I've been called that many times in my life.
Oh, I bet.
In fact, I'm the one who started the first name, last name, switch, the first letter trend.
The first person in history.
Yes, I created that.
Sure, you did.
Write it down in the books. Sinian, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing so right. How about you?
Excellent, excellent. We've got a great show in store for you guys. It's a beautiful Sunday morning here.
It's a little rainy, but yeah.
It's quite beautiful, though.
It's beautiful.
No, I like the rain.
Rain's peaceful.
I'll have a song about that later in the show.
Can't wait. Jared, what's on the menu?
In honor of Drake phoning in yet another album, we have First Person Shooter featuring J. Cole.
Turn me up.
First person shooter mode. We turning your song to a funeral. To them niggas that say they don't office, you better be talking about working in cubicles. Yeah, them boys had a lot, but I knew the code. A lot of niggas debating my numero. Not the three, not the two, I'm at UNO. Yeah. Numero UNO. Me and Drizzy, this shit like the Super Bowl. Man, this shit done it big as the. Big as the Super Bowl, but the difference is it's just two guys playing shit that they did in the studio. Niggas usually send they verses back to me and they be terrible just like a 2 year old. I love a dinner with some fine women when they start debating about who the GOAT. I'm like, go ahead, say it then. Who the GOAT? Who the GOAT? Who the GOAT? Who the GOAT? Who you bitches really rooting for? Like a kid that had bad from January to November, nigga, it's just you and Cole. Big as the what? Super Bowl. Niggas so thirsty to put me in beef. Dissecting my words and start looking too deep. I look at the tweets and start sucking my teeth. I'm letting it rock cause I love the mystique. I still wanna give me a song who I be. Can't trust everything that you saw on IG. Just know if I diss you, I make sure you know that I hit you like I'm on your caller ID. I'm naming the album to fall off. It's pretty ironic cause it ain't no fall off for me. Still in this bitch getting bigger. They waiting on the kid to come drop like a father to be. Love when they argue the hardest MC. Is it K-Dot? Is it Aubrey or me? We the big three like we started a league. But right now I feel like Muhammad Ali. Yeah, Muhammad Ali, the one that they call when they shit ain't connecting no more. Feel like I got a job in IT. Rhyming with me is the biggest mistake. The Spider-Man meme is me looking at Drake. It's like we recruited your homies to be demon deacons. We got them attending your wake. Hey, how the gang got away from the bars, man. This shit like a prison escape. Everybody steppers with fucking and everybody breakfast, and I'm about to clear up my plate. When I show up, it's motion picture, blockbuster. The GOAT with the golden pen, the top toucher. The spot rusher, spray this whole shit up, the crop duster. Not Russia, but apply pressure to your cranium. Cole's automatic when aiming them. With the boy in the status of stadium. Nigga.
Hey, I'm about to. Yo, I'm about to click out on this shit, I'm about to click, whoa. I'm about to click out on this shit, I'm about to click, whoa. I'm down to click out on you hoes and make a crime scene. I click the trigger on a stick like a high beam. And I was Benny Will Whip when I was 19. She called my number, leave her hanging, she got dry clean. She got an Android, her messages is lime green. I search one name and end up seeing 20 teens. Nadine, Christine, Justine, Kathleen, Charlene, Pauline, Claudine. Man, I pack them in this phone like some sardines. And they send me naked pictures, it's the small things. You niggas still taking pictures on a golf stream. My youngest richer than you rappers and they all stream. I really hate that you been selling them some false dreams. Man, if your pub was up for sale, I'd buy the whole thing. Will they ever give me flowers? Well, of course not. They don't wanna have that talk cause it's a sore spot. They know the boy, the one they got a boycott. I told Jimmy Jam I use a Grammy as a doorstop. Girl, give me some hair because I need it. And if I fuck with you, then after I might eat it. What? Niggas talking about when this gonna be repeated. What the fuck, bro? I'm one away from Michael. Nigga, beat it, nigga, beat it. What? Beat it, 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 what? Don't even pay me back on none of favors. I don't need it.
Anyone 5 WMFO Medford. to the land where it just don't stop. Trunks pop, tops drops in the front end hop. Paint flop, screens on at the bed in the song. Yeah, it's on, ride home, ballin' at my home. Texas place, don't hate, showing up in the state. Can't wait, get it straight while the front end break. Pay the cost, be the boss, looking good when I flop. Sunshine, let it die, turn it up and climb. Roll around, hit your block, trunk going on now. Let it up, let it pop, light up the whole block. Southside, how we hold on a gangster stroll. Music hitting so hard, knocking outside mode. Hit the highway, cruise control, gon' let it roll. Pull up a drink, fired up and show the windows closed. On chrome, high side, throwing up the south side. Give it in this day, I'm coming down, wrecking the sleigh. FaceTime, cause we know that they feel us. Three-wheeler, vole pillar, acting bad for Skrilla. Switch a burner, bounce a turner, sitting low on fold. I'm pulling through the lot, slamming doors on buttons. And I'ma slide, slip it and slide. Pop trunk, let it die, show up in my ride. Roll out the red carpet, I'ma buy the park. Ballet, piece and change, start to see my chain. Hit the club, show a little, tip the dancer, dub. Got killer in the club, four after the club. One more time for they mind, I'ma go put it down. It's that boy fat back. I got to climb.
Advice from people less successful than me, huh? Ain't no love lost, but the gloves off. And we up in this bitch until they turn the club off. Had to tell the dogs,
turn the snubs off. Plus they already mad that the Cubs lost.
Believe it or not,
these two wrongs are right, you.
Believe it or not,
I was too grown in high school.
Believe it or not,
the true soul of Ice Cube, too close to snipe you. Truth told, I like you. Too bold to type you. Too rich to fight you. Calm down, you light skin.
Make no mistake, girl, I still love you.
Make no
mistake, girl, I still love you.
Still love you. 91.5 WMFO Medford.
Welcome back to Instant Crush. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. How are we doing tonight?
Excellent. Absolutely excellent. I think I might sound far away, but I think we might be good.
No, you're good. You're good.
First on the menu for our little talking portion, got some music. First time in a while that some music has dropped while we've been doing the show.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, as Jared mentioned, it was our good friend of the show, Drake, drops an album Friday for all the dogs. Gentlemen?
You know what? I'm not going to lie. I haven't listened to it yet, so I can't comment.
I actually haven't listened either.
I was joking about him. What did I say?
Phoning it in again?
Well, he
clearly is.
It's probably
true. I don't even need to listen to it to know. I mean, look at the fucking album cover.
Finian's removed from air for 15 seconds. He's in the penalty box.
Damn.
So,
I mean, the kid drew it. Hold on. His kid drew it. You're going to say that he's phoning it in because kid drew the album cover?
No. That's obviously not a fair assessment of it.
Okay. Did you not know that?
That Adonis drew
it? Yeah.
No, I didn't know that. Okay. But that's cute.
It makes sense.
Okay, his kid also has a feature on the album, and it is trash.
It is trash.
That kid is not a rapper.
He's also not a rapper.
He's not an artist. He's not a rapper.
They need North to get to do the album cover. You see what
she does? They're lying about that. They're lying through their teeth about that.
I saw someone on the foremost news website in the world, Twitter, that apparently, like,
there's some X.
Right. Fine. My bad, Elon. There's some artist lady who does classes in the LA area who her specialty is teaching kids to draw those,
the really picturesque, like,
just that landscapes. One painting. Just that one painting.
No, but I've seen different paintings that she's done. Like,
and I mean, that one that's like really famous, that's like supposed to be good, is like.
So you think she's like done that multiple times for multiple different?
Yeah, easily, 100%. So back to For All the Dogs.
It's still impressive.
I'll give
though.
You a quick rundown. The best songs are what we just listened to, First Person Shooter, and also What Would Pluto Do, and the worst songs are all the rest, the entire rest of the album. That was horrible. I mean,
horror awful,
terror awful.
Really? So there's 21 tracks?
23
tracks.
And there's legitimately only two good songs?
They all sound the same. Every single song, they all sound the same.
I was going to give, Her Loss was great.
Yeah.
Legitimately, I thought it was great.
Yeah, I thought it was good. Yeah.
Everything else since Scorpion, everything that album included since then, he's been a whole lot of mid.
Yeah, that's true.
And I love him. I mean, he's truly a goat.
I've been saying that since.
He's truly a goat. He's one of the greatest of all time.
Oh, yeah.
He is.
But, like, I mean, in terms of putting out cohesive albums, he just doesn't care.
I think it's been even longer since he's had like a legitimately
great album.
The
thing is, every one of those albums has great songs. Every one of those albums has hits, but he just doesn't care enough cut it down to 10 songs.
He's just so good at making hits, but then he also wants, I guess he wants, I mean, 23 is a lot though.
23 is too many. They're all that long. Her Loss was a little bit shorter, but.
Yeah. Speaking of too many songs, Kid Cudi just announced his album's going to drop in January 2024 and is reported to have 40 plus songs.
I'll say on three.
On three, are we awake? Are we sleeping?
We're
3, 2, 1.
Asleep.
I mean.
And Finian's awake.
No, I mean, I'll listen to it over the course of 3 nights.
Maybe. I'm not listening to it. Honestly, I might just not.
I'm like, it's the fall off, man. It's
didn't Trippie Redd do that? He had a 40, Love Letter to You 4 or something. It was like 40.
Yeah, Chris Brown be dropping like 56 songs per album. I mean, Instagram account of follows. He was like, the dark times are ahead. Kid Cudi is threatening to drop new music. I mean, and honestly, I feel that.
Yeah, it sucks because he's also one of the greats. Like, he's probably the closest thing that we ever got from the hand of Kanye to Kanye.
Travis Scott.
I mean, he's his own thing. I mean, like,
he is, but you understand what
I
mean.
No, I know what you're saying.
And it's like, it's disappointing how he's just kind of whiny now. And he's
I mean, you're forgetting that there was like a 7-year gap between good albums before this.
Like, yeah, that's the thing. Is like he's been inconsistent.
Yeah.
He definitely is quote unquote washed or whatever. But like, doesn't mean he will never make good music.
But it's sad though, because when Man on the Moon 3 dropped and just like it was good and his standing was higher than had ever been before. I mean, he was headlining festivals. Yeah. Like, his streaming numbers don't really align with that.
Yeah, and he's just one of the most
beloved
artists.
He was hugely influential, and then I feel like he kind of threw it all away in the 3 years after that. No one cared about Intergalactic.
But he didn't do, like, one thing. He just started being annoying at some point, and people were like,
he's just not likable.
Man on the Moon 3 was excellent, personally. One of my favorite albums.
Yeah.
It just, in music. But it's just... It sucks, because Intergalactic was fun to listen to in the moment, and the accompanying animated film...
It wasn't actually that fun to listen to in the moment. Yeah, I was very disappointed.
To me, it was nice, and the accompanying animated film was very good.
Yeah, no, I liked the film a lot.
It's unfortunate.
Haven't seen it.
You should see it. It's really good.
Pass.
We'll watch it tonight. We can cuddle up in bed and watch it tonight, Jared. Moving on.
Great. Unpass.
Great animation style. If you liked anything with like Spider-Man, you know, like the new...
You know what multiverse. I thought Spider-Verse was overrated.
Really? Oh, you did say...
I mean, I like the animation. I do like the animation. It. I haven't seen the sequel. I
haven't
either.
It's amazing. Like, I actually loved it. More than the first one.
Is it on streaming service?
I think probably by now, yeah.
Yeah.
Plug.
Maybe we could do that tonight. Maybe we could skip over Intergalactic. We could watch.
I thought we were watching Star Wars Episode 5, The Empire Strikes Back.
That's true. We are doing that.
I got to save that, man. Sorry. No can do.
Watch it with the girlfriend?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I meant to say, yeah. I did not mean to say that. I did not mean to say that disappointedly. Anyways.
Bagged.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
Anyways, we got a great rest of the show in store.
Yeah, you said that every time. So pretty much it's raining out. So here's Rain King.
In the service of
Welcome back to Instant Crush. It's everybody's favorite segment. It's some sports talk.
Let's go.
First, though, I want to say I received the text from the lady.
Mm-hmm.
Not in the doghouse.
Nice, nice.
We're all good. So, we have a new segment. Buying or selling. I'll give you guys just a topic around the sports world, and you'll tell me if you're buying or selling.
Okay.
First up, are you buying or selling Aaron Rodgers' accelerated recovery time?
Selling so hard, it's unbelievable. Okay. I'm convinced this dude is going to ruin his whatever's left of his career because he's just refuses to do what other people say.
I'm buying a little bit. I've watched a video, what is it, Dr. Brian Suter on YouTube, you know what I'm talking about? The guy, he like breaks down sports injuries.
Yeah. Sure.
Smart guy. He was just talking about it. Like, it
smart
is.
Smart guy said Nick Chubb's career's over after it happened.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
He said it might be. I watched that video too. Either way, he was saying that the thing with Rodgers is like, yes, what he's doing is abnormal, but it's not outside of the realm of like what has been done or what can be done.
Well,
like,
I know he had the other type of procedure that should speed up the recovery time, but walking the way he was walking without a boot on in within whatever 3 weeks with injury cannot be normal.
So
he did you see what he said on the Pat McAfee show where he pretty much admitted like, yeah, like this might not work, but I believe in myself, and the only thing that matters is it doesn't matter what anyone else says. I have faith.
He's making a bigger deal of it than it actually is.
What did he call Travis Kelce? Like the
Mr. Pfizer. Mr. Pfizer.
That's ridiculous.
Something like that.
He's a troll. Yeah.
No, but he's trying to make it seem like it's more impressive than it actually is. Like what he's doing with his Achilles is abnormal, but it's not something that's like never been done. Like he also, if you watch the video of him walking, like he's wearing a brace and it's doing the same thing that a boot would.
Like, I just think I don't like him. I think I'm biased.
I don't
like
necessarily
him.
Love his personality
I'm gonna agree with Jared on this one. I'm selling so hard.
I'm just saying
this
I'm buying.
His career is over. He put a little like a splint on his Achilles. Let it heal.
Hold
Get
on.
The surgery.
Yeah, the real question is, what is the goal here? He's not coming back for the regular season. Most accelerated timeline possible, he's back for what? The playoffs at the earliest. The Jets are not going to be in the playoffs for him to play. Why is he doing this?
Okay, here's where our two opinions disconnect, Jared.
They could be
Zach Wilson is the truth.
Yeah.
He's the truth.
In that case, he's keeping his job. If Zach Wilson is good enough to get them to the playoffs on the back of his play, they don't need Aaron Rodgers anymore. They'll probably cut him.
You seem passionate about this.
True.
Dude, his cap hit next year is like $112 million.
That's
There's
not
no
true.
Way they're cutting it. You know he's on the veterans minimum this year. So they could, like, the cap hit next year
they moved all the money. Wow.
It's crazy. Next up, we buying or selling the DJ Moore Justin Fields connection?
I mean,
tentatively buying.
You kind of have to buy it after 230 yards.
Okay,
of
I think Justin
Fields is legit.
But Emmanuel Forbes is the worst corner in the NFL today, and I'm not joking.
Honestly,
I think currently he is the worst corner in the NFL.
I would Christian Gonzalez with a torn quad or whatever he has.
It's weird. He started so well. Like he was the number one rookie corner in terms of stats.
He actually was.
No, who is saying this? He had an interception week one. Christian Gonzalez has been the number one rookie corner via every stat for every week he played. He was PFF's number one rated rookie corner all 4 weeks.
Well,
that's not what I'm talking about.
We bring up PFF.
You're talking about tackles. Like,
no,
what are you
I'm talking
about
QBR. Like,
okay, maybe it was 1 week because he's been terrible.
It was through three weeks.
The Cardinals?
No, through 3 weeks, he had a
against
better.
Dobbs, Wilson, and who'd they play week three?
I don't know, man.
Hurts, who threw two picks.
Either way, the last two weeks, he's given up, 400 yards in the last two weeks?
No, he's clearly not that good.
And he can't tackle.
It's just interesting because he started out, so that's how that position works. It's like you can be fraudulent
until
and,
you
like,
go
succeed.
Against a good player. As opposed to Christian Gonzalez, who played good players every week and
watching
then got hurt.
Watching that Commanders-Eagles game, playing against A.J. Brown in fantasy, and just seeing every time A.J. Brown was in the slot, moved in motion, I saw Emmanuel Forbes following him. Oh my God!
I mean, every time the ball went in the air, you saw the back of Emmanuel Forbes' jersey, like every time. So
he doesn't look back at the ball.
Yeah,
you got to turn around.
And this happened again. Like he's terrible. I mean, maybe he'll get better. Young rookie cornerback, but
what's next?
Jesus,
are we buying or selling the Milwaukee Bucks after trading for Damian Lillard?
Obviously,
we're buying the Bucks, but we're buying the Celtics more.
It's true. The Celtics are
our next one.
Really
actually.
Good.
Are we buying or selling the Celtics after trading away Robert Williams and Malcolm Brogdon?
I know we say it every year, but if the Celtics are going to win, it's going to be this year. It has to be.
Like it's
but
crazy
at the same time,
they
this,
keep getting better,
thing,
and they keep not winning.
This roster at this point is locked in for at least two seasons, at least maybe three or more. Like all these guys are on long-term deals. So you have to think. I mean, they're going to get a holiday extension done, I think.
Watch it. Game one against the Cavs.
Someone's going to get hurt. Someone's getting hurt. Porzingis, probably. But hopefully not. That's not good mojo.
No, not good mojo.
The Celtics, that team is good. And people are hating on the bench, but they have guys that can play.
Jordan Walsh is the
Sam Hauser can play.
We're talking about it.
Peyton Pritchard is going to have a big year.
I don't know about Sam Hauser.
No, it's not fair because the Heat have 20 guys like Sam Hauser. The way their organization works is they actually play them a ton because they don't have as many elite players. If Sam Hauser were in the Heat, he would have gotten $40 million from some other team by now.
Real quick, talk about how the Heat just bring in undrafted free agents.
What the Celtics are trying to do, and I think it's going to work.
They have them play incredible. Don't re-sign them. Lakers pick them up, and they're terrible.
Well, we haven't seen
I'm selling Gabe Vincent all the way, and I'm selling Max Strus all the way. I'm selling both of them. They're both not good.
Strus is the truth.
I believe in Strus.
Okay, I believe in Strus more than I believe in Gabe Vincent. I think Vincent. Yeah, everyone's saying it's going to be a great signing for the Lakers. I disagree. I don't
believe in the Strus getting $18 million a year, though.
I mean, if you look at the playoffs, yes, there were times during that Celtics Heat series where Vincent like couldn't stop making his threes, but then outside of those games, he was a negative impact player. Like, he just chucks shots. He's not an efficient.
Well, he's a defensive liability.
Yeah, he's got to be hitting like crazy pull up threes for him to be really worth his $40 million.
That's fair. Speaking of decent production, Jonathan Kuminga, after dropping 24-8-4 in the preseason. Are we buying or selling?
He's got a nickname. I forget what they call him.
You know,
rhymes with chum bucket.
Yeah, I think you're right, actually.
All
right. Moving on.
On that note.
And the last one. Are we buying or selling Jonathan Taylor or Austin Eckler's production coming off serious ankle
Definitely
injuries?
Buying Eckler's production. Is that question mark on Jonathan Taylor.
Well, he did just get re-signed. 3-year deal.
He's now on a pitch. He's on a snap count.
He was not good last year.
He's the third highest paid running back, I think now.
Yeah, that's correct.
He was, last year, that was painful. Had the first overall pick, drafted him, was horrendous. Traded him away for Jamar Chase. Never got Jamar Chase to play for me because he was injured.
You're just not good at fantasy football.
That's a running theme.
In your life.
Yeah. All right. Getting back to the music, that was a good conversation. We've got Fleet Foxes, Blue Ridge Mountains, courtesy of Sinian Fococio.
In the quivering forest, even if you don't mind. No.
Free to wander wherever they choose, are traveling together in the Sangre de Cristo, in the blood of Christ mountains of New Mexico. On the last leg of a journey they started a long time ago, the arc of a love affair, rainbows in the high desert air. Mountain passes slipping into stone, hearts and bones, hearts and bones, hearts and bones. Thinking back to the season before, looking back cracks in the door. Two people were married. The act was outrageous. The bride was contagious. She burned like a bride. These events may have had some effect on the man with the girl by his side. The arc of a love affair. His hands rolling down her hair. Love like lightning shaking till it moans. Hearts and bones. Hearts and bones. Hearts and bones. Hearts and bones. And whoa. She said, why don't we drive through the night? We'll wake up down in Mexico. Oh, why? I don't know nothing about no Mexico. And tell me why won't you love me? For who I am, where I am. He said, 'cause that's not the way the world is, baby. That's not the way the world is, baby. This is how I love you, baby. This is how I love you, baby. This is how I love you, baby. Wandering Jews return to their natural coasts to resume old acquaintances and step out occasionally and speculate who had been damaged the most. Easy time will determine if these consolations will be their reward. The arc of a love affair waiting to be restored. You take two bodies and you twirl them into one. Their hearts and their bones, oh, and they won't come undone.
Stop me from rapping, Kenny. Kenny Hop. I spit it through the wire, man. There's too much stuff on my heart right now, man. I gladly risk it all right now. It's a life or death situation, man. Y'all don't really understand how I feel right now, man. It's your boy Kanye Titter. Shottown, what's going on? Yeah, I drink a boost for breakfast, an insure for dessert. Somebody order pancakes, I just sip the scissor. That right there could drive a sane man bizzard. Not to worry, Mr. Ace of the Izzles back to wizard.
How do you console my mom?
Or give her light support, telling her son's on life support. And just imagine how my girl feel on the plane, scared as hell that a guy looked like Emmett Till. She was with me before the deal, she been trying to be mine. She a Delta, so she been throwing that dynasty sign. No use me trying to be lying, I've been trying to be signed. Trying to be a millionaire, how I use two lifelines. In the same hospital where Biggie Smalls died. The doctor said I had blood clots, but I ain't Jamaican, man. Story on MTV and I ain't trying to make a band. I swear this right here, history in the making, man.
I really apologize to everyone right now if it's unclear at all, man. They got my mouth wired shut for like, I don't know, the doctor said like 6 weeks. You know, I had reconstructive surgery on my jaw. I looked in the mirror, half of my